Notes on usage. 1. The adverb of degree
탓
is used before adjectives and some adverbs to denote a high degree of a quality or quantity.
탓라
with the same meaning is used in spoken Vietnamese.
저희 hôm nay thật là đẹp. 저희 hôm nay thật đẹp.
The weather today is really nice. Only
thật
not
thật là
may be used at the end of a statement to convey the sense of confirmation that the fact is true.
Trời hôm nay nóng thật.
It is true that it is really hot today. 2. When the four nouns indicating the directions come together, they occur in the following sequence.
Đông, Tây, Nam, Bắc.
They are less frequently capitalized than in English. When two of them are combined, the word order is different from the English.
Đông Bắc.
Northeast, literally east-north.
Đông Nam.
Southeast, literally east-south.
Tây Bắc.
Northwest, literally west-north.
Tây Nam.
Southwest, literally west-south. 3. The verb
kịp
conveys the meaning to have enough time to do something before it is too late. When occurring before another verb, it is usually used in the negative statement.
Tôi không kịp gọi điện cho anh.
I didn't have time to call you. This verb may be used with the negation after another verb.
Nhiều việc quá. Làm không kịp.
There is so much work, it is impossible to do it in time. It is used with a time expression in an affirmative statement in the sense that there is enough time to do something and usually follows the word
cũng. Ngày mai đi cũng kịp.
We can leave tomorrow and we wouldn't be late. 4.
Được cái
is placed either before the predicate or at the beginning of a statement to convey the meaning that although the speaker's opinion about someone or something is not very high, this person or thing has at least one good point.
Ông ấy được cái dễ tính. Được cái ông ấy dễ tính.
He has at least one good point, which is being easy to please. 5. The verbs
nghe
and
nghe nói
convey different meanings and in most cases are not interchangeable.
Nghe
means to listen to someone or something. For instance,
nghe nhạc,
to listen to music,
nghe đài,
to listen to radio,
nghe giáo sư giảng,
to listen to the professor's lecture. The English to hear corresponds to the Vietnamese phrase
nghe thấy.
Tôi nghe thấy anh ấy nói không được.
I heard him say no.
Chị có nghe thấy ai đó đang hát không?
Can you hear someone singing? The English phrase I heard that is
nghe nói, thấy nói.
Or
nghe thấy nói
in Vietnamese.
Tôi nghe nói ông ấy ốm đã hai tuần nay. Tôi thấy nói ông ấy ốm đã hai tuần nay. Tôi nghe thấy nói ông ấy ốm đã hai tuần nay.
I heard that he has been sick for 2 weeks. 6. In spoken Vietnamese, the idiomatic expression
chưa ăn thua gì
conveys the meaning not that much, not to such extent.
Ở đây mưa nhiều quá.
It's raining so much here.
Chưa ăn thua gì. Ở Seattle còn mưa nhiều hơn.
Not that much. It's raining even more in Seattle. 7. The conversational expression
làm gì có
is used at the beginning of a statement to indicate the negation of the fact which is spoken of.
Làm gì có chuyện ấy?
I find that hard to believe. 8. Vietnam uses the metric system for measures. 8.1. Linear measure.
1 mét.
1 meter equals 39.37 inches.
1 kilômét. 1 cây số.
1 kilometer equals 0.6214 miles. 8.2. Capacity measure.
1 lít.
1 liter equals 1.76 pints. 8.3. Mass.
1 kilo. 1 cân. Ký.
In the Saigon dialect, 1 kilogram equals 2.205 pounds.